own beliefs and all that. So, you know, and, you know, not force it on others, and at the same time not let others force theirs on you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got to be all about positivity. Try not to be so blatantly disagreeable about mm-hmm. everything.
Mm-hmm.
yeah, just got to keep it positive. I kind of figured, you know, they call it the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Mm.
That's what I think of when I think of human relations. Mm. You know, because, you know, I don't like being snubbed or disrespected and all that. So why should I do that to somebody else?
Mm.
You know, we're all just here on the same ball going around the sun day in, day out. Why make it difficult?
Yes, for sure. Yeah. Our time on here is so short,
it's just a little blip.
And it can be snuffed out in a blink of an eye. And for you, for what you've gone through, you're one that knows that for sure. And we really appreciate you coming on and joining us live on the radio program and just sharing the knowledge that you have in what keeps you ticking and keeps you alive and thriving in this world. It's just a special time that we get to spend with you, because we all know that, our lives are short and they can be snuffed out just like that. Just a snap of the fingers. So we really appreciate you for coming to us and sharing your knowledge and your upbeat music too.
Yeah. Well, I've got another 50-60 turns going around that sun in the sky before I kick off.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. So I hope to be more personable.
Well, you're sure making a big difference in this world and helping out so many people, including myself and many of our listeners out there. So keep up the great work and getting out there and getting your exercise and energy back and keep inspiring us all. It's a blessing.
I hope to do so for many years to come.
Okay.
Yeah, I thank you guys for having me on. Thank you for your well wishes, thoughts, prayers. And I send it all back a thousandfold.
Thank you so much.
To you there at the station and the listeners.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Okay, well, we're looking forward to hearing from you again soon. And just have a great rest of your day and evening, and we'll talk to you again next week, and we'll have to say bye for now.
Okay, bye for now.
Bye for now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that was Shkwait Shachlech from Gwaishkana, BC, up in the Ntlakepmuk territories. So we'll be right back.
Time to start my day. Whoa, 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 hold up. Oh my god, is that a new mole? I'm sure it's not a big deal, right? Everyone gets moles. I'm sure it's just a freckle. I don't think I need it checked. It can't be that serious. I don't think it's new. I'm sure if I go back into my old photos, I can find the same mole, right? Oh, it seems a little different than what I remember. I'm sure it's nothing bad.
Are you sure about that? Very few individuals are aware of steps they could take to address the common risk factors for a wide spectrum of cancers. With simple tools, about 50% of cancers could be prevented. Yet cancer prevention remains under-researched, under-applied, and underfunded. With your support, BC cancer scientists can better understand the root causes of cancer and how we can prevent it in the first place. Be the change. Donate today at www.bccancerfoundation.com.
All right, we're back, and yeah, that was Shkwait Shachlach and his wonderful words and his inspirational song. So we're going to continue on with our program, and coming up next, we're going to be speaking with Lady Fahima.
And, fantastic.
Yeah, so another great person for our program. And so we're going to play her a song from Jose Gonzalez, and the name of the song is Far Away. So we're going to have a listen to that, and then we'll get to Lady Fahima. So enjoy, everyone.
Thank you.
We're back. That was Jose Gonzalez, Far Away. Man, what an incredible
powerful
song.
Powerful lyrics,
eh?
Right?
Yeah, the lyrics just knock you out.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a special guitar, too. I really enjoyed it.
I love hearing the individual notes, because it's just, I almost feel a vibration inside my chest.
Yeah, it's so powerful. I like that, like, step in front of a runaway train, just to feel alive.
Don't
again.
Try it out there. Please do not try it. We want you to stay here.
Yeah, take my words. It's exciting, but you don't want to risk it. It's not worth it.
No, don't try that at home, people.
just take my words.
Stay safe.
Yeah, for sure. So, we played that for our next guest, which is Lady Fima, and another powerful voice and spirit.
Yes.
And we welcome her.
Welcome
to our program, Lady Fima. It's a great honor and privilege to have you. So we have our program, and it's our subject is on human relations. So when you're able to, we'll let you speak on that.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, we'll kind of like stall around. So,
one more minute, I can be with you.
Okay,
yes,
sure.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's just been a pretty great show this time. It's great to be back. We took the week off last week because of the snow.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't get
snow
in.
Day.
Yeah, it was a big snow day for everybody. All the schools were out. A lot of businesses had to shut down.
Yes.
So we're back in business. We're mm-hmm. we're
yes.
wading through the all the rain and precipitation and fog.
Yes.
We wish everybody out there stays safe throughout the fog and rain. Just be extra careful and watch out for pedestrians and people biking out there. It can be pretty dangerous. We know a few people that didn't make it because, just because of the conditions.
Yeah.
Because visibility is very bad out there.
Let's look out for each other.
Yeah. Look out for each other. Work on our human relations and watch for each other. Not only for just people that we know and love, but for people out there that are just trying to get through this life.
Yeah.
It's a tough world.
Their interests are not a lot different than yours. So
So.
And on that note, people were very good at zippering today onto the freeway. It was like a dance.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
like a masterpiece today. I was so excited when in driving here how easy the flow was, everybody letting each other in.
Oh,
and
that's
it worked
awesome.
Out like
such
a masterpiece.
Great, yeah, such a great thing to know and hear about, because the last couple
the
of
zipper
days,
doesn't always work.
Well, I think people were getting used to it because you know a lot of people have been relying on the buses and stuff.
That's true.
Yeah, so.
That's true.
Do we have Lady Fima ready?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Hello, welcome.
Yes. Hello. Yeah. Hello, everyone. So delightful to be with each one of you. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for joining us live. And we'd love to hear from you on our subject, which is human relations.
That is fantastic. And my love and respect to each one of you across the country, outside of the country, reservation, Aboriginal, the landowner of the country, and all the nation that I live and love and communicate with each one of you. I wish you the blessing and peaceful year ahead of us.
Mm.
Going back to the subject, because our time is very limited, so I try to impact and bring the best of the my experience and the little very tiny knowledge that I have about it to share it with you. Human relationships, relations, especially on the career success, is the most important figure in that area. Is just the is between the two, the human relations is between two people or more as a team. It brings a structure, develop skills, and another one is technology, impact human relation as well. Technology in a way, face-to-face, we have a contact, and over the radio station, three voices, we have each other voices to one another. This is another part of the technology. We walk together. And the lack of the human relation that each one of us, humanity, has it. And it needs self-esteem, self-confidence, self-image. It means how the other viewing you and myself. And acceptance of one another. This is my own practice that I practice it within me because I want to develop. I wanted the to blossom as a flower, as a plant, to nourish my soul and to bring the best of myself to the field, because I personally benefit myself, my soul benefited first, and then I can reach out to the community and to the universe and in the international level. Acceptance of one another is the gift. The gift of the day is the smile, courtesy, cooperation, teamwork, solving problem. All these factors without prejudice. Push your prejudice out of the window, which it contains the race issue, religion issue, being fanatic. All these figures is unnecessary, is the poison for the soul of ours. Bring your positive thoughts, positive action to the field of humanity, and positivity is the light, and it has very loud voice, and bring that gift that each one of you have it. Bring your gift with the respect, with the dignity on this Mother Earth, and let's we celebrate the humanity in one, as one body, as one nation together. Let's we all of us in Canada become an example to the rest of the world. We are the peace believer. And we have to accommodate with one another. The differences, I welcome the differences, absolutely, because it's like a thunder. You know, like a thunder. We need that thunder because it brings the shock, it brings the light, and it allow us to develop the skill and the thought. And at the end, I would like to ending, you know, my conversation with the three voices, respected listeners, especially the student of Simon Fraser University, that I have a special love in my heart, because this station is coming from this part of the faculty, the university. And Omid Jalili, Omid Jalili. He is the actor. He is British, Iranian British. He's born in United Kingdom. He studied and he became a professor of the university. And then he decided, no, he wants to become an actor. And he's the actor and the comedian. And the movie, yes, and the movie, he did it very recently with Celine Dion, Love Again.
Beautiful.
Please, wherever you are, watch that movie and visit his site on the YouTube.
What was the name of it again?
Jalili.
Love Again.
Love Again.
And Celine Dion is in that part of the movie as well, and as well as Omid Jalili. He is the Hollywood star as well. And he's in the line to make, to bring him to the station, to have him on at Free Voices radio station.
Wow, that's awesome. That sounds
bring
so
her autograph book.
Yeah, it sounds so exciting.
Absolutely. Over the phone or recording, because we have differences of the hours.
Yes.
And you never know that he might, there is possibility, because my, not mine, the invitation of this unique radio station is just bringing us, you know, it's so unique, it's so lovable, it's so supportive. I believe he is the second one after Dr. Payam Akhavan, international lawyer in United Nations. He would come and visit us at this end.
Beautiful. That sounds so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And
exciting.
Please watch that movie, Love Again, my favorite. Two favorite, individual, the singer is Celine Dion, Omi Jalili, actor and the comedian. And he's extremely, extremely funny. And he has a British accent. It's so funny. And you cannot imagine that he's not. He doesn't, you know, he speaks Farsi as well, but he has no accent. His accent is the British one, because he was born in United Kingdom and the university, and furthermore has done and established in United Kingdom. Please, we will watch that movie and enjoy it and love yourself. Before you see this movie, love again. Thank you very much for having me. It's a really great honor and pleasure.
Yes,
thank you so much.
And to be with each one of you.
Yeah.
Blessing and the peace for the world. Thank you.
Wow, that's so special, so amazing.
Thank you.
We're always so privileged and honored to have you come on as a sister of Madam Ottawa, Councillor Fari.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're really stepping up and performing
wisdom.
To her legacy of Free Voices. She was very special. And
yes.
I just heard her words today, and it just always touches my heart when I hear her voice on the radio. And
she lives on with that,
yes,
too. That's
and
her legacy.
Yes.
We encourage everyone out there that listen, like, to go to the website, cgsf.ca, and listen to podcasts of the old programs with Councillor Fari. They're so special.
Is it also going to be on the app? Like, are all the back ones on the app? So you can also do the app as
That's coming up soon.
We
have the CJSF 90.1 FM app that's usable right now. Like, you can listen to it, and you can hear some of these programs that are running.
Fantastic.
And, so it's going to be very, I'm very excited, because very soon we'll be able to play the old podcasts on
there,
right from the app, and it's going to be so amazing, so special. Well, we really thank you, Lady Faima, for joining us live and just sharing all your incredible knowledge and positivity. It's just such a boost of energy, of positivity, and we're looking forward to hearing from you again.
Sunshine on a rainy day.
Yes, for sure.
Thank you so much. I get my energy and all the strength, the higher power, number one. Number two, the legacy of Councillor Fari, absolutely. Thank you so much for the acknowledgement.
Mm.
And I am the servant. I consider myself the servant of mankind. I don't play any role. And I'm just so privileged to be in the acceptance of at your front door with the team, your amazing team, outstanding team that is really bring a lot of joy and a lot of support. The reason I'm doing it, one of the reasons that I'm doing it, because of each one of you at the radio station as a team, empowering me in somehow in your own unique way, in your own to be individual and extremely unique in your field. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you very much, and we're gonna have to say bye for now, so have a great week and weekend, and
thank
lots
you.
Of love to you and all the rest of the people out there.
Mm-hmm.
thank you
bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that was Lady Faima, and We're going to continue on with the rest of our show, and we'll be right back.
Have you ever felt so sad that you don't know what's making you sad? Have you ever felt so alone because no one understands? They ask you, how are you? And you say, I'm tired, because it'll be too much to explain that you're sad. No one understands, even writing it down. Nothing seems to help. The dark days are just dark. We understand. Talk to me or any one of us at the Crisis Intervention and Suicide Prevention Center. Just dial 1-833-456-4566 or visit crisisservicescanada.ca.
Okay, we're back. That was Lady Fahima, our last guest that we had today. And we're going to finish off our program. We're going to play a song from Hanukkah and Azida. And it's a replay or a remix of Miserlou and their ukulele specialists. And pretty dynamic. I really love them. So let's have a listen to that. Thank you, everyone, for joining us on 90.1 FM Burnaby, Free Voices. So we're going to have to say bye for now.
Bye for now. So
thank you all for joining us, and enjoy this last song. Mm-hmm. And we'll be back next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock. Bye for now.